Shall we declare this meeting open? Allow me to ask all our members and officials to observe silent meditations and prayers. Thank you very much. You are forgiven. And our members, in terms of the program, I think we are not going to be long. Allow me to take this opportunity to welcome all our members present here today, and also take this opportunity to acknowledge in our midst officials. I know that one official parliamentary liaison officer from the Ministry of Culture, officials, and also PMG reps who are with us today. Thank you very much. In terms of the agenda of today, you would recall that we are supposed to have presentation by the MEC for local government in
welcome back.
Amanda. No, sorry. Let me just start it. I think you've done a letter note. Let's also welcome Honorable Musanga. I think he's still keeping it alive. You're welcome to Honorable Musanga for quite some time. Like we have indicated, purpose of the meeting today was to have presentation from IEC. Unfortunately, IEC could not make it because they had a case yesterday. They are still awaiting the outcome in terms of the ruling of Constitutional Court. Also the MEC for Local Government and Human Settlement in Northwest, we also invited her to come and brief us on the state of interventions. Unfortunately, today she's appearing before the legislature, and both of them have tendered their apologies. In terms of the program for today, we are going to have apologies, which I will afford on our members an opportunity. Then we would have the report, adoption of the committee report on intervention, particularly in Tabazine. Then we have adoption of the outstanding minutes, then tabling of the report. Honorable Michalakis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would just like to suggest a short addition to the agenda, and that is that I just need some clarity on last week's meeting where we had the briefing with the Minister of Women, whether she is going to come and appear before us, and when will that be? Because as you will recall, this committee requested the department to go back and to reschedule a meeting for the Minister to appear before us. But that meeting can't be postponed indefinitely. We can't say, okay, well, now we don't have the minister, so the department must go only to be seen next year again, and the minister doesn't account. So I think it's very important that we just need to at least reschedule that meeting for as soon as possible. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, I think we take note of the concern raised by Honourable Michalakis. However, we wish to place it on record that we felt that it would be proper as chair to talk directly to the minister to confirm a date directly with her so that tomorrow there won't be any renegation in terms of saying this is not the date that was properly communicated. Hence, we conveyed the message to the DG to say we would wish to talk directly to the minister, specifically upon her appearance before the committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. Other than saying rather you than me, I just want to thank you.
Thank you very much. So in terms of record of apologies, I've just placed on record the apology of IEC and also the apology of the MEC for court. So any other apology? None. It means I'm not sure of Honorable Manopoula. Okay, no, it's fine. So in terms of the report, we'll go to item number 3, adoption of the committee report on intervention of the local municipality. You'd recall, Honourable Members, we said last week that we need to get progress report from the administrator, and we also confirmed a report in terms of the support that Salga has offered to the municipality since 2009 through 2011. What you can confirm, we've only received progress report from the side of the administrator. The Salga report, we have not received it, and I think it's a matter that we must follow it up immediately after this meeting. So in terms of what is before us is the adoption of the report on intervention. We did deal with this matter. Ours is just to say whether we support or we don't support intervention. Honourable members, your participation, please. The mic is on. I'm not sure whether Honourable Chetty. Honourable Chetty. Can I start with Honourable Engel Bracht?
No, Chairperson. We, as opposition, we have different problems. Maybe the week.
So let me start to where the Chairperson is power vested on me to direct the Honourable Engel Bracht.
Mr. Chair, thank you for recognizing the role of women in this committee.
Thank you very much. Yes, can I hear your view on our member?
Mr. Chair, I'm very, very concerned if we're looking at the role of the administrator and the intervention period, which is 90 days. And I'm very concerned, and I cannot see the municipality having the capacity or the institutional willpower to make any difference after the 90 days. And why I say that is if we look at the challenges that were provided to us from the administrator in terms of the things that went wrong in the municipality, which is serious administrative governance issues from the municipality. So I'm just very concerned, I don't think we need to go into this detail, whether the municipality will be capable of resuscitating their affairs. If you look at the governance issues and the way that the supply chain management, huge problems, salaries with almost 50% of the revenue, which is, you know, double what it should be. And so I'm very concerned that if we approve this, we are not going to be assisting them. And I'm just wondering if we shouldn't rather dissolve the municipality, or I don't know if I can even go that route. But let me just lay my concerns first of all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You as an honourable member. Honourable Chairman.
Yeah. Chair, mine is a proposal, not a view. So, because 20.1.1 says that the NCOP approves the intervention in Sub-Zimbabwe Municipality in terms of Section 1.1b of the Constitution. Chairperson, you're well aware that we said that this committee is not a rubber stamping committee, that we will make sure that we will make decisions for ourselves, and if the need be, we will take drastic action if it so desires. During the presentation, Chairperson, we realized that this council was not only a distressed municipality in the most recent time. 2011-2012, they had an issue. You also will recall that in 2011-2012, irregular expenditure was 73 million, and in 2012-2013, it increased to 209 million. During the presentations by the public reps themselves, the mayor and the speaker, we all must concur that they were not competent to respond to the issues of how the council should be run, and that they were quite glad that the problems had intervened to assist them in this. Chairperson, if all things have been equal, in 90 days we should be going to an election. My proposal, Chairperson, is that we should dissolve the municipality because there will be no cost for us in terms of by-elections, in view of the fact that within 90 days period there will be an election. I say this, Chairperson, because at the end of the day, the council itself has already been run by the province. We've got councillors there who are just merely drawing a salary, but not providing service delivery to the community. All of the instructions, or whatever is done by the EXCO is just endorsing the recommendations that come from Proviso. I therefore say, Chairperson, that time for action is now. If we as a committee are serious, that we want to listen to what the plight of the people out there are, we cannot afford to have public reps in office earning a salary doing nothing. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. That's the view of Honorable Cheki, Honorable Trimbi, Honorable Tobejani.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we don't have time for local government or for any violations now. And I do support the intervention of the province in that municipality. If we can dissolve the municipality now, for the end of this month, we are going to be out for campaigning for the local government election. So I don't think there will be time for by-elections now. I think let's adopt this thing as it is, this section 139.1b. So, Chairperson, I support the adoption of this as it is, because we don't have time. If we can dissolve the municipality, what's going to happen is only 3 months left. Not even 3 months, but end of this month, we're going out for campaigning now for local government. How can we dissolve the municipality and say we have got for by
another point of order?
So, Chairperson, I support this.
Can we give a point of order, Chancellor?
We can't be basing this on whether to win the elections and campaigning. I mean, people's lives are at stake here. Before somebody loses their lives at the service of the new strike, we can't say because we're going for campaigning, we can't make a decision. If the position of the council is different and if we need to deal with it, then we must deal with it. It can't be just because of that.
Part of the argument, Honorable Quinn, is to say, let's engage on the nitty-gritty and not necessarily the campaign and other related issues. I think the order is sustained. But your point of by-elections is sense in it. We'll look into it. Honorable Tobejani, if you are done, Honorable Kundi.
I'm done.
Thank you very much. Honorable Tobejani.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I just want, on a lighter note, of course, that August is becoming an excitement, you know, process for all of us, particularly. Possible mayors, you know, to take over the government. So they wanted it tomorrow. But on a serious note, Chair, I think the input made by one of our chair team, as much as I respect it, that he felt maybe we should have been considering an intervention in terms of section 139.1c. That's what his input was saying. I want to slightly differ, Chair, with him in the fact that when we were in Tabazimbi, the whole chain of stakeholders presented to us, they showed some level of satisfaction and acceptance that the section 139.1b, it's working for them. They're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I know for a fact that precisely because of this August excitement, sometimes we are no longer even able to. We just say, come on, I want to shoot down that's the nature of democracy, Chairperson. There's nothing wrong with that. I would want to say strongly, by taking into the sentiment of the resident, the sentiment of the stakeholders, the commitment of the provincial government, the commitment of SALGA, the commitment of the administrator. If you put them together, they bring, you know, to us hope. Therefore, I'm saying let's adopt the proposed resolutions to be the ones that will then make us to intensify on a quarterly basis as we'll be receiving, you know, the report of the MEC. But more importantly, Chair, that we concluded by saying not only the administrators, there should be a forensic, you know, investigation to unearth the things that might have robbed the residents, you know, the rightful beneficiaries that were supposed to be benefited by them. And I guess in this, you know, spirit, obviously out, I know the second-hand chair from me, it will be Honorable Shetty, saying I support the way it is. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable George. Honorable Wala, you be the last.
Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry to disappoint Khoshi, but I want to second the proposal by the Honorable Chetty. Thank you very much.
Did he propose?
His Excellency the Mayor in waiting.
Proposing dissolution. Honorable Wala.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson. I want to congratulate the delegation because they received the information from the stakeholders and received information in the administrative route. So that's a very fine information. So I congratulate those delegations because me and JT and others were not part of the delegation to be called. So with that, I would propose that what has been sent by Khoshi in terms of forensic investigation must be implemented. And second, if you analyze the report itself, when they are saying it was only a month when they put the administrator, so we will be biased towards the activities of the administrator because 1 month from so far, for so long, he cannot do everything in 1 month according to the administrative structural arrangement, which the report is saying there's a lack of structural arrangement within the institution itself. With that, I'm saying let us not dissolve that municipality. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Any other input? In the absence of input, I think we need to put the matter in perspective. Remember, part of our responsibility as the committee is to receive a notice per the provision of the Constitution, of which a notice is not determined by us as the select committee. Our constitutional mandate is confined specifically to the notice. Who draft the notice? It is the MEC per the resolution of the PEC. In this case, we can only act within the prescript of the notice. What is the prescript of the notice? The prescript of the notice is on the basis of Section 139, Subsection 1B, and not the Section 139, Subsection 1C, which means as the committee, we cannot derive our mandate from ourselves. We derive our mandate from the notice that is served before us, which is a notice that goes to the chairperson of NCOP, referred to us within that particular prescript of a notice in terms of Rule 101. Rule 101 has confined us to discuss a matter that is dealing with Section 139, Subsection 1B, and not any other provision, be it Section 139, Subsection 1A of a directive, or Section 139, Subsection 1C of a dissolution. So it means there's in no way that, as a committee, we can say anything beyond Section 139. What is expected of us is for us to say we approve either Section 139 or we don't approve. We cannot introduce or invoke. Remember, Constitution doesn't give us the power to invoke. Who invokes? It is the PEC from a particular province. Then in our case, it's either we support or we don't support. So I'm just trying to put it into context There is no way that we can discuss Section 139 for Section 1C, whereas the notice is not talking about that provision. So we are confined within a notice and the rules of NCOP, which is Rule 101. Two, if we check, there are stipulations that outline, in terms of the Municipal Structures Act, the timing for by-elections. There are specific timelines that are confining the time when by-elections can be held. Hence, if we check, part of the provisions would always talk about specific timelines. So in this case, as and when you make a determination, you make a determination on the basis of the provisions of the Act. But also, you need to check, can the Select Committee convene by-elections? Nowhere within the the provisions of the Act is the Select Committee permitted to convene a by-election. So in this case, we need also to guard against the situation where we are going to resolve contrary from the provisions of the Constitution. So based on that, I think much as we would wish to really see more changes in that particular institution as per the observation of other honorable members. But remember, what is guiding us is the constitutionality, the substantive evidence before us, and the procedural aspects. So in terms of procedure, that is what is really an obligation from our side. One of the procedures is to say, immediately after resolving the PEC, they notify both the minister and the NCOP of their intention to invoke, or of their invocation of Section 139, be it A, 1A, 1B, or 1C. In that case, we need to check whether the postscript was it done within the required timelines as stipulated in terms of the Act as part of process. Like what you did in Makana. When Makana invocation was done, we revoked it for a simple reason of procedure. Substantive evidence is where you are engaging that there's underperformance in terms of the finances, supply chain management, governance issues. On the basis of that, our role is to say, do we support or we don't support invocation. The constitutionality, I think, is very clear. When the municipality is not having the ability to execute its executive obligation, is then that we can act. So I'm not sure on our end of that.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much for that explanation and that clarification. I think that was important. Just two issues. Number one, in terms of the by-election, I don't think that an upcoming election or by-election should be even part of our consideration. Our consideration should be solely, as you explained, according to a governance role, in terms of applying Section 139, subsection 1B. And so I don't think that we should use any other external modalities or any other external activities to influence our decision. It should be, our decision should be purely made, do we support or don't we support? So I think that is the first issue. And then the second issue, I come back to my original point, that in terms of the 90 days of the administrator, our role from a select committee is obviously governance and oversight. And I think it's important that we need to realize that whatever decision we take will influence the operations of the municipality and the ability of the municipality to recover from the dire straits that it's in. So whatever decision we make needs to be made in terms of a long-term view, in terms of the decision that we are making will be affecting the sustainability of the municipality. In other words, we need to look very carefully, will the administrator be able to turn this around in 90 days, or is the current situation so dire and so severe that the administrator will not be able to turn it around in 90 days? And if we look at the challenges of supply chain management, of salaries, it is a huge, huge challenge in front of the administrator, and I do not think that we will be fulfilling our role if we support this intervention. I do not think that we will be fair to the long-term sustainability of the municipality, of the residents, of the farmers, and even of the district if we support this intervention. So I move to not support this intervention, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just to say, there is no way that we intended that this committee has the right to declare or decide on by election. It was a mere information purpose stating that all of us are well aware that within 90 days of an election, there will be no by elections. So there is no additional cost for us to be taken into consideration. It was said in that context, not that this committee has any powers to do that. Secondly, Chairperson, and I'm glad you raised Makana because I've got Makana in front of me as well. Very clearly, so you know what powers we do have. So likewise, Chairperson, the 10-day recommendation from province. And the very same situation appeared, was before us when we went to the Eastern Cape. And with the same problem where the MEC himself didn't really know what was going on. And we had to give guidance. And you are quoted here, Chairperson, as well as the quoted Honorable Manukula, which he also chaired in the absence here. So, Chairperson, where I'm coming from is very clearly that in my opinion, based on what I have seen, and based on the interactions with the Honorable Ingebert, who was present at the very same on-site inspection local, where the Honorable Warner was not present. Just for the record, Chairperson, her version despaired very much, where she felt that, in open remarks, that it should be... Chairperson, with all due respect now, you see, the whole thing must be
protected.
I mean, the woman's name, I know Chairperson is going to take over, but I mean, you know, you just wait, Chairperson, you know.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. So, Chairperson, this is where I'm coming from as to why I intend as a committee. We have to apply our minds when they are presented before us with the case. The fact, Chairperson, this morning you tell us you've got the report from the administrator and the school waiting from Salda. It goes to show that there is this connection that's there. It's a disjointed effort that's there. The very same Salda as well that we are expecting to assist the process in making it right themselves are faulting a week after you have given them an ultimatum to present stuff. So those are the concerns I'm having, Chairperson.
Okay.
If you want Chairperson for the purpose of progress, for the purpose of progress, I'm still standing by what I said because I believe it's a dysfunctional municipality. But not to be playing politics, but for the purpose of progress. If we could adjust 21.1, based on what you just said, that we can only deal with section 179 1B. But we have a rider.
What is 21.1?
The entropy approved intervention in Kabazin below municipality in terms of section 179 1B of the constitution.
Okay.
I have a rider to incorporate the fact about conversation what we as a community have witnessed to you. And had the MEC, or for the MEC to even report to us, had she considered dissolving the municipality based on the fact that so what's the election? I mean, as a head, surely she should have applied her mind as well. And taken into consideration. Chairperson, you must remember, at the meeting which was present.
I didn't pick it up. I just wanted to get you to follow the last part of the MEC. If it
was You see, Chairperson, why I didn't ask that when the MEC was there? Because you said we must engage to come to a determination. We will do that as a committee. And this is why I'm saying as a committee, for the assembly part, we engage or ask her to inform us whether she even considers section 179 1C based on the fact that 90 days before the election and there is no financial constraints on the province to host that.
Right.
And I'll be happy with that, Chairperson, and I will support us going for 179 1B as long as we have a right to this, but to respond something to tell us she did have her mind on that part. Thank
you have to recall, Honorable Chetty, it was with regard to the question of dissolution. You would recall during the proceedings of last week's meeting, a question was posed specifically to the MEC to say, MEC, why didn't you opt for section 139 1C than 1D? That was the question asked. And to her indication or response, she indicated that there's a promise that change will be effected based on the rapid testing report that was tabled before the committee and also the support that they got from the Treasury Department in terms of seconding people and also from their side of seconding the administrator and also working on the appointments of senior management. Remember, one of the reasons that she said was the municipality has been struggling simply because there was no top management.
Hence, it's one of their priorities to ensure that they work on the organogram. I remember it was also Honorable Wana who also posed a question around the organogram of the institution. Honorable Manopoli? Honorable Shetty, I think this is for the last, you'll come out.
You see, Chairperson, then just based on everything that you just said, it vindicates what I said. And that the problem is running the council, Chairperson. And you see, this is why I allowed you to say it, I engage what you've said here, what the Honorable Co-Chair said as well, in Makana. And it was based on the same thing, we took that decision. And now again, this is where I'm coming from, Chairperson. Every other sphere of government is running a council except the people elected to because they have faith. Now, my concern is this, Chairperson. And I said to you clearly, I've come to terms with the fact we will settle for Section 1101B, but just understand that those concerns prove that I've been vindicated because that's what's running it.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. I think other issues are matters for debate, you know. But as much as we are clarifying issues, remember, we are the unitary state. If you check provisions of Chapter 3 of the Constitution, as much as we would be embarking on this intervention, we must not do it in such a way that we encroach on other people's responsibility. You know, remember, Section 139 is not necessarily taking over, especially 1B, taking over the full running of the municipality. Because if you go to Section 162, if not mistaken, of the Constitution, it outlines other responsibilities that cannot be delegated. For example, budget, IGP, passing of bylaws. So in this case, the mistake that we must not commit is to have a holistic approach to an extent that we miss the point of saying the municipality is not under Section 139, Subsection 1C, hence a dissolution. And dissolution doesn't necessarily mean the administrator is being dissolved. What is being dissolved is the political arm. The administrative arm still remains. And if you recall what the MEC said, she said most of the problems that are faced by these towers in the local municipality are administrative in nature. Hence, if you address them, you must address them through enhancement of other spheres of government. Because remember, South Africa is a unitary state. There's no way where you see province contesting the local. Instead, we complement each other, hence invocation of Section 154, regardless of any other intervention in terms of Section 139. So I'm just saying, let us not separate the two, where we might miss that the role of the province to assist the municipality should be seen as encroachment. In this case, you still have Section 154. They can still get in, assist, with or without Section 139. Honorable Manopoli, you are the last on this, then we conclude on the report.
Not
thank you. It's because of the challenges the Chairperson summarized before me. So I'm handicapped now. I cannot deviate from what the Chairperson, but may let me say, I think you have captured most of the things, the points that I wanted to raise, and we have also further clarified them. Mine is just to and also can say to the proposal that one of the changes raised that should be added on the report recommendation that is there. And not, I have not to agree to that proposal. To me, it really seems that you are contradicting myself. And you're not really, the committee has not come to the decision what it really wants to do and what is recommending to the NCOP. We have to agree and say, what are we recommending? Based on taking to what you have raised, the issue of the your constituency, but also to make an appeal, let us not generalize and also tend to compare where there is no real need to compare. So the issue of Makana and this, they're different. There's no way that you can compare. The issues that the MEC has clarified and raised, the end of the Makana, are different. And to me, I'm confident based on the proposal and the process that the MEC has followed,
You see the report, even this report is here, it has captured point by point and then also summarized it. It, the way it has put it, you say that there were 3 months ahead analysis that was done, thorough analysis of administrative. It shows that these issues that have been raised and identified are not themselves, are analyzed with 3 months that were taken there, administrative, the issues that have been raised. So what that and make it is further supported all all parties, including opposition party there. The DA supported this intervention, says, what amount that administrator that you say, saying to the administrator, thank you very much for the kind of leadership that you are providing in this municipality and the administration. The little amount that you have been saying that, and be decisive on the issues that need to be decisive, and also take into consideration that all stakeholders are there, are having a confidence in showing that what when the administrator has engaged on upon, he implements it. And whatever they have said to them, we agree, and then he all goes and implement it. So with that, I'm a meeting of president, let us not agree to the latter recommendation and take the recommendation that is the way it has been presented to us. Further, the last one, the issue of SALTA. SALTA have made a verbal presentation. The issue that even though they are not making a written submission, we like to align to the verbal presentation that was making to SALTA, and particularly the issue that all the stakeholders have been supported and being presented to people. So it shows that this committee is not emotional. Let us not be emotional because we're going to the municipality. We see ourselves as a mayor. Thank you very much.
Not so much, I'm not too bad at it. Honourable members, I think what we must do, I know we are really progressive. Other concerns that have been raised, we must not just discard them just like that. Perhaps what we can do, how we coin our recommendation to NCOP, let it be coined in such a way that we are more accommodative. Issue of capacity is a call for concern. And I must say, it is not a call for concern only for Tabazimbi. We had also observed in Outlore, you know. So I think what you must just do, we must coin a resolution which will incorporate in our recommendation that perhaps what we need to do, we need to really emphasize the role of both province and SALTA within a particular period. Specific workshops should be conducted. You raised the issue of SCM. In most instances, the irregularities that are being alleged, if you check in terms of MFMA regulations, they are supposed to be addressed through the precept of the law. So I'm just saying, if that's what we can do, on the issue of capacity, you must specify to say the MEC must be ahead together with SALTA, capacity building programs for councillors and for officials in that particular municipality, because honestly speaking, there's a serious challenge in terms of capacity. On the issue of the salary bill, remember, what is being expiring towards the end of this month is the council. But the Provincial Executive Council, together with the National Parliament, still remains. So it means we'll still have an opportunity to follow up on other issues that relate to that. Salary bill, for an example, when you talk about them, people that are executing that is officials. We must specifically request or resolve perhaps that the MEC for local government or COCTA in that municipality, together with the provincial treasury, must also conduct a workshop with the municipal officials around compliance on issues of finances. When we say finances, salaries will also constitute. You remember one other issue is the tariff structure. You know, they must also be incorporated. I'm just saying, let's try and coin our resolution in such a way that concerns that are genuine and are being raised, we don't just discard them. I'm not sure if perhaps any person that will be coming up will be coming up within that angle where we consolidate both inputs that are put forth there. But I think issue of the workshop should be much as would emphasize to Tabazimbi, but you must coin the resolution in such a way that you are also saying the committee must also spearhead provincial
workshops on Section 139. And I will monopolize.
Thank you, Chairman. I agree with your proposal, Chairman. Just to take it in a minute, it's going to 11 minutes. The issue of saying that, you know that the PEM bill has been assigned by the President. Maybe the committee has to engage the COPTA and the DPSA with regards to the implementation plan of the PEM, because the PEM bill, one other area of the PEM is with regards to the capacity, how to assist overall all the municipalities with regards to the capacity of the municipality, because the PEM bill allows that. From administrators, public servants, can be moved to them to wherever the central function was. This will also be able to facilitate the issue of the capacity check.
So you are saying PEM Act is now an act. Mm. PEM Act was shopping off it by spearhead by COPTA National.
Yes.
But on this other inputs we are fine. Finance, I mean Treasury of the province together with COPTA should also work on the workshop around the municipal finances for that particular municipality. On the issue of capacity for both the political and legislative, both SALGA and COPTA must also develop a program in not later than a month. Let's move to put timelines. Honorable Chair.
Yeah. Let's say your concluding comments there covers my declaration. That's too good with the declaration in the House of Sophia.
It's right. With those amendments, Honourable Members, are we in agreement? Honourable Engelbrecht?
Mr. Chair, yes, thank you. In terms of the salaries, I'd like to propose that maybe in part of our recommendations we request that within the city day we just get a report back in terms of whether the salaries have been adjusted in line of the National Treasury guidelines, which should not be more than 25% of the revenue, and they currently double that. If I can request that we put that
in. We can also put that in to say, specifically on the salary bill, if you can get progress report less than a month.
Yes, because supply chain management, as you correctly said, will be addressed as
within the finance, the response and other related. But the letter that will be sent to the MEC or the recommendation must specify carry structure, LCM, and other related finance issues. So are we all in agreement with the recommendations that we approve invocation of Section 139 with the amendment made?
Yes, agreed.
Thank you very much. So can you have someone to propose a proposition for the
Honorable
Manipula?
For
the adoption
of the report.
Any second? Honorable Chetty. Honorable Chetty, if you can. Thank you very much. This is for gracious. Honorable members, can we then say thank you very much for ensuring that you engage? I think it's healthy for us to engage on this matter, unlike when we just come and we rubber stamp, as always alleged. Can we then go to the next item, which is the adoption of outstanding minutes? I think this one, those that participated in the meetings will be the one that will be entitled. I'm not specifically referring to any person, but I'm just saying it. It's a meeting of the 5th, the 12th, 2 sets of minutes. Okay. Can you start with the one of the 5th, page 1? Honorable Engelbrecht.
Mr. Chair, I would just like to make a statement that the rubber stamping was never referred to this committee.
No, it's not.
This committee is above those absurd allegations.
It's very can you go to page 1 of the minutes of the 5th? Make a comment.
Shall I therefore move for the adoption of the
mover? Seconded by mover, Honorable Manopoula, seconded by Honorable Mteta. Can you go to the second batch of minutes on the 12th? Page 1.
says on page 1, I noticed that then and I was absent, and then I did submit that follow to the chairperson, to the secretary, to the secretary, to the chairperson. So I don't understand why then I'm a president.
I think
the apology is not yet. It's correct that it will be correct. Page 2. Hello, Tavega.
Sir, are we entitled to, as a select committee, to adopt a joint committee meeting?
No, can I clarify? I think, thanks very much for making us aware. Remember, this meeting was not necessarily a joint meeting. If it's a joint meeting, there must be an official notice that is issued out as a joint notice, joint meetings notice. But in this case, members of the portfolio committee, when they realized that we are having a meeting, they felt they can come and be part of the proceedings. So procedural, it's not supposed to be captured, thanks very much, as a joint meeting. That was the meeting of the select committee, initiated by the select committee per the program. So I think we need to correct it. Because there's in no way that it can be a joint meeting. Then we are just going to adopt it in the absence of the portfolio committee. So it needs to be corrected. I did raise it with the secretary that this was not a joint meeting. Can it be corrected that they managed? You'd know if there's a joint meeting, a notice is the one that determines the type of the meeting. So in this case, it was a notice sent solely to members of the committee. Thanks very much, Honorable Treasurer. Can we have a mover for adoption of the minutes? Honorable Kumbi? Okay, Honorable Engelbart.
In terms of the minutes, Mr. Chair, I still asked the Deputy Minister in terms of the problems with the outstanding addresses. And I'd like it minuted that at that meeting he gave his assurance, because my question was what would happen if the addresses are not, the whole address issue, people having addresses. And he gave his assurance at that meeting that no person would be prevented from voting on election day. Can we have that minuted, please?
So it means you are saying it's an omission?
Yes.
Okay. Which paragraph specifically?
It's a very important answer that, because it goes back to, you know, the whole question was, is the IC going to prevent people from voting where they don't have confirmed addresses? And that was my question. And the minister, Deputy Minister replied and said, no person will be prevented from voting on the day of the election, even though the addresses haven't been confirmed.
No, but let's also give it a correct perspective. Remember, the Deputy Minister also highlighted that there's also a pending case, which was the case that was held yesterday.
Yes.
So it means any review will be subject to the outcome of the court. But as much as you are saying he committed on the basis of saying that we still have hope that the outcome of the ninth will come in their favor. So I think we must just give it the correct context. Otherwise, if you leave it and say, he said, there's no one that can be disenfranchised for the forthcoming elections for the mere effect of address, I think he would have put the card before the horse. But remember, he did highlight to the House that there's this pending case which still has to make a determination. So, capturing of it should be in such context. Honorable one,
I wanted to appeal to Honorable Engel, but let us not put it here, because really, even if yesterday this IEC court issue of appeal has been treated, even today. So if it's omitted, let's put it as it was just a hearsay, because we cannot put it in this minutes, because it's still subject to care. What is the purpose of forcing it to be written down? That's my question.
But the manner in which one is suggesting it to be captured, I think it suffices, because it covers for both the committee and the deputy minister. Thank you very much.
Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Tabejani. Honorable Tabejani, move second. Honorable Tunji, thank you very much. The last set of minutes, page 1.
May,
yes, the 4th of May. Page 2.
I move for adoption.
There's a mover for adoption. Any second? Seconded by Honorable Manopole. I think this gives us a true reflection of the what transpired. In terms of the report of the state of municipalities in Northwest, what we need to do, because the MEC could not make it, we can take note of the report with the proviso of engaging with the MEC as soon as she appears before the committee. Can we have a mover on the basis of that understanding? There's a mover, seconded. Can I also take this opportunity once again to congratulate Mepeni Khaolaoli for her appointment yesterday as the new MEC for Local Government and Human Settlement in Northwest. She has been an acting MEC, but she has been holding the position of MEC for Social Development. So she has been officially confirmed, so she'll be the one working directly with us. I think it would be fair enough for us as a committee to congratulate her on a new responsibility or appointment. Honourable members, I'm not sure. There's also a report of the administrator, which we linked to Thaba Zindi. I think we must just take note that the report has been presented to the committee. Remember, it's one of our concerns in the previous meeting that we need that report. However, the salary report is still outstanding. But the salary report, as correctly captured by Honorable Manopole, was a report specifically outlining their support of the municipality. We'll still need that report. I think we'll still need that report because there is an ongoing responsibility of SALGA to give support to municipalities. So those were the reports that were noted. In that note, allow me, Honorable Tarajan.
Can I ask you that before you close, you come to what the announcements so that one can do something?
Okay. Just before we close, is there any announcement, Honorable Engelbracht?
Mr. Chair, sorry, it's not an can I just take a step back in terms of the report,
yes,
which we've just received, and I didn't have really time to go through it. One of the concerns that I have in terms of this report is that there was challenges with the tariffs of ESCOM, and it's not mentioned in this report, so could we maybe add that to our recommendations?
Okay.
That this is on intervention number 5. This is from the administrator. Intervention action plan, point 5. The KPA is powers and functions. The current status is ESCOM provides electricity to Northam, and then he gives the negotiations. But nothing is mentioned here about them investigating that the tariffs are corrected. Is it going to be one of the issues?
I'm not sure. When we coined that resolution to say the municipal finances, a workshop specifically must be dealt with, I thought would incorporate anything. That is why I said the tariff structure, it's and other related municipal finances issues. So in case there's anything that you wish us to take it up with, I think you can...
If you can just add it onto the paragraph of our recommendations, that we also request that the tariff structures, we ensure that the tariff structures are also investigated.
Sure.
I think
what I'm asking. We understand what you're asking, but did somebody that the chairperson has just made it now kept track if what you are thinking? Kept the essence of what you are thinking. I think the way that you adopted the report is fine.
In fact, what is happening, we have observed, that is how we said, part of our responsibility is to ensure that
we bring forth corrective measures. One of the corrective measures is to say we are aware there's a serious challenge or deficiency in terms of the finances, municipal finances, the running of the department itself. Hence we said, as part of our responsibility to recommend more effectiveness from that side, we said let there be a workshop. That's what we can do. We can look into a possibility of either delegating one or two or three people to attend that workshop together with the chairperson of the committee. So we'll look into it, and perhaps that is where we can further elaborate on issues that we feel have been raised and we need really to be addressed. Allow me to resume.
Chairperson. Honourable members, Select Committee on Petitions and Alternative Undertakings was supposed to tomorrow have a hearing on the traditional petitions from Western Cape. We have since received a letter requesting a postponement based on the short notice from the Premier of the Western Cape, and we have since granted that postponement. So the hearing will take place next week. So,
Co-chair, please. You'll get the chair.
No, thanks, Honourable Chair. And the likelihood is tomorrow we may not have to have the meeting of the committee based on that particular operation. And Chair, whatever arrangement I would have done, it is unfortunate that I've got a very independent. I have to leave there in no time to come. Thank you very much.
Let me conclude by also conveying our condolences to Hoshi Torejane's family for the loss of his cousin. I think we are with you and would forever be with you through prayers on our members. In that note, allow me to officially adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much. ANC are requested to remain. Oh, and okay. Those that are potential.
No,